Get ready for the most up-to-date sports news and talk with the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
Hour number two, that's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. That first bit didn't go out over the radio. That's fine. Chatty House, you heard it twice. Hello, everyone.
We're back, Kyle.
I got distracted because there's a meeting happening in our lobby, and they're celebrating someone's retirement, and there's just a lot. I didn't notice that going on until just now.
Okay.
And it really distracted me there. We're the Insiders. We're sponsored by Jiffy Lube. We're taking you up to noon, then we'll hand it off to D'Lo and Casey, and they will take you up to 4 o'clock. That's what's happening today.
Neither one of us are retiring anytime soon.
It's not the plan.
No.
I know.
Hey.
Not quite there yet.
My best friend is retiring this year.
Good for him.
Yeah, he's got an out.
Nice.
His work is like, you're not retiring. It's like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've been handing stuff off for like last year, bro. It's happening.
That is funny, the difference between retiring and it, like when a player retires, they're just like, yeah, I'm out. They're just gone. Mm-hmm. I feel like when I don't want to say who this person is because I don't know if they want me putting their business on blast, but somebody that I know retired recently and wound up having to continue working to help transition the company to a new person.
Oh.
But it just wound up taking forever. And it's just I guess sometimes that happens in sports where you draft a guy's replacement and they kind of bring him along.
I guess.
But typically it's like, no, I don't want to be replaced.
No, like when
I don't want to help bring that guy along.
When I'm done, I'm just going to be like, I'm out.
No one will hear from you again?
Yeah, I would think so. I don't.
My headphones are stuck to my chair. And I need to get them out because I genuinely can't move.
All right.
So you talk and I'm going to
talk while Kyle fixes everything. And just as Kyle does that, the 49ers release their cuts. Just kidding. Yes. We got him. Kyle's going to walk out of the room and just leave me here.
I'm glad this is funny to you.
Oh my gosh. We're on Kyle Watch.
I'm just on edge.
Kyle Watch 2024. Oh, spectacular. The Oakland A's have designated Abraham Toro for assignment. I thought Abraham Toro hit really well all season long, but they had to make room for Jacob Wilson and for younger players that need to be playing at the big league level.
Totally.
Yeah. No, Kyle's pissed at me.
No, those are just the extent of my thoughts on Abraham Toro, who's apparently a player.
Yeah.
Hey, here's two things that annoy me right now. Because now I'm not, you're right, now I'm annoyed. I'm just going to get my stuff off now.
Yes.
First off, it's 2024. Can we eliminate reply all? Can we figure this out as an office community?
No, I agree, Kyle.
I
as someone who has
80,000, are we up to 80K?
I have 76,331 unread emails.
Insane.
I
too
can't,
many.
I can't do it. And the other thing is, Kyle, when someone that I don't know leaves or joins a company, I don't feel comfortable like jumping in and responding to everyone. Like, congratulations. I don't know.
Well, I'm happy to do that.
Yeah.
But I'm going to send an email to that person. The amount of reply alls we get, and not even, look, if this is in the G chat, the like Google chat thing.
Yeah.
Then I don't care. That's the chat. That's what it's for.
Yeah, but the emails.
But when an email gets blasted out, and that person has a retirement or a promotion or whatever it is, a birthday, some celebration, some happy thing in their life. Thrilled for them. Love hearing about it.
Yep.
I love getting that email of like, hey, you know what? My coworkers, whether I interact with them every day or I don't, love that good things are happening for the people who work here. Shout out. What I don't need is to see everybody else also congratulate that person in my inbox.
Mm.
Just send them an email. That's actually, honestly, and you know what? People are like, Kyle, you're being a jerk. You should. No, I am the nicer person here because I take time out to compose a new email, type in that person's name, type in the subject line, congratulations,
mm-hmm.
or sorry that happened, whatever, and then send them a personalized email that says like, hey, saw this, congrats, thrilled for you, send.
So Kyle, I hear you mention this
I'm
all the time.
I'm so nice.
You are extremely nice. But I also, you mention all the time how you have group chat like text threads.
Yeah.
I am so anti-text thread.
Really?
I cannot stand, like, you know, just not to call people out, but like my bocce team, first of all, there's 10 of us. There's 10 of us on the bocce team.
That's the whitest thing anyone's ever said on this
yes.
radio station.
On my bocce team, there are 10 of us, first of all. I don't want to know. Like, okay, why do we have to have like 47 text messages in a day? And I'm like, I don't understand it. And, you know, like the one thing I do, I wear an Apple Watch. And I think the good thing about an Apple Watch, it's not that I look at my watch all the time and it's not that I use most of the functions because I don't.
Mm-hmm.
What I do is I get alerted that my phone, which is in my pocket, that I have a text or mm-hmm. I have an alert. So I look at my watch.
Sure.
When you all of a sudden you're like looking at your watch all day long because a group thread just keeps going.
Does it, now I don't have an Apple Watch, so can you familiarize me with the technology? If you have that group chat muted, do you still get the noties?
I swear every time I mute the thread, it comes back. It just keeps coming back, man. It doesn't matter how many times I mute it.
We should work on this.
Yeah.
I have multiple group chats that just full mute. I'll catch up. Like, I go read them all.
Yeah.
But it's not, I don't mind the messages. I don't mind reading and interacting because I have one with some family members that's a lot of fun. I have a couple with some friends for various topics and various interests. I don't mind the group chat. It's when we're sitting here and 78 text messages come in over a span of 8 minutes and I can't respond and the phone just bzzz, bzz, bzz,
oh, yeah.
For 10 minutes straight.
Same with the
that's
watch.
That's why I just mute the chat. You have to fix that.
I'm going to keep
you have to.
I will continuously try to mute it.
We will work together. There must be some setting where you're not permanently muting it.
But see, if I turn, someone says, put your watch, Aldrin J in chat says, put your phone, do not disturb. If I do that, then you get a do not disturb notification back. And I'm perfectly fine being disturbed. What I don't want to be disturbed is like 73 times in the span of 2 minutes. You're like,
you don't get a notification.
What is happening?
It might say delivered quietly or something, but
I don't know.
The automated message that you get back from me is when I'm in driving mode.
Oh, of course.
Which I think is weird. I think you should be able to set an automatic text for any, I don't want to have to be in driving mode to send an automated text back.
Well, then I don't remember to do the same things every time I get in the car. Like, I'm not doing driving mode every time I get in the car.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
It detects it automatically. I have to set driving mode at home when I try and unplug and put my phone in a different room.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still paranoid that somebody's going to reach out and think that I'm ignoring them. So I have to set it manually to driving mode at home, which is a pain.
Yeah.
But that's fine. It's fine. If that's what I have to do to get away from my phone for a little bit. The 49ers are still not made any cuts. Oh, hey, speaking of quarterbacks, which we'll get to some quarterback rankings here in a second, I went back because I have very strongly, and I think you have too, supported Gardner Minshew as the Raiders' starting quarterback.
Yes.
So I went back and just wanted to double check and reassure myself that that was the right take. Hey, Gardner Minshew is not very good. I dramatically overestimated Gardner Minshew's overall skill set. And that's my bad. I'm a little concerned for the Las Vegas Raiders now.
Aiden O'Connell isn't very good either, though.
No. But he might have been better than... He might literally be better than Minshew.
Okay. I don't know.
I think the excitement for me is that Minshew is... He'll extend plays as a gunslinger. He's going to, when in doubt, throw it to Devontae Adams, which I think is a significant upgrade for the Raiders offense.
Yeah.
But it's not like he's not good.
I still think that, like, if you're going to have a player, if you're going to go the route of basically, like, you know, the guy in your fantasy league who switches quarterbacks every week, the Raiders are the equivalent of that. Like, they haven't chosen a person who is going to be their quarterback of the future. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right? They just haven't.
Right. They're trying to stay afloat this year.
Yeah. Well, but you would think they would, if they were going to stay afloat this year, that they would have drafted another quarterback mm-hmm. to bring along. Mm-hmm. But they didn't. And so you're always left with this, okay, like, when are you going to get serious about probably the most important position on your team? And I don't think the answer, like, I don't know when they're going to get serious about it.
Yeah, like, they're going to be, and Loki Trickster says this, and I think it's Minshew's not good. They started him because he's more mobile. I could see Aiden start in week 5. And then Patrick said Minshew will lead them to 8 or 9 wins if the defense plays how they did the second half of last season. And that's, I think, the problem with Gardner Minshew.
Yeah.
Is at first I was a little bit excited by the idea because you went, man, I think Minshew could get them to 9, maybe 10 if the ball bounces the right way. Maybe they make the playoffs. Mm. Like, that could be fun. They got a really good defense, or what I think could be a pretty good defense. I love the Minshew idea, but now I'm kind of worried that he's going to land them in the 7 to 8 win range, and they're going to be in position to not necessarily go invest in quarterback the way they need to. They're in a tough spot.
Yeah, they are in a tough spot, but at the same time, like, at teams give up what they have to give up to go move up in the draft. That's the way mm-hmm. it works. And I get it that there wasn't a quarterback where they were in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why teams move up. And but at the same time, we can't talk about how the draft 3 years ago, there's two quarterbacks left on the same team and then act like that quarterbacks are, you know, an easy fix.
Mm-hmm.
And just like every time you draft a quarterback in the top 15, mm-hmm. you're going to hit pay dirt and that guy's going to be your quarterback for 10 mm-hmm. years. They just need a better system for bringing in quarterbacks, and it just feels like they're just one Band-Aid after another. And that's what Minshew is what Jimmy mm-hmm. Garoppolo was. Those are just Band-Aid fixes.
I think their plans got upended, and Aldrin Jay said, I'm 100% sure the Raiders tried to draft Penix. I think their plans got upended when he went number 8 overall.
Yeah.
When he went to Atlanta, which was out of nowhere.
And
not expected.
Wild and crazy.
Like, pretty nuts.
Yeah.
Pretty insane.
Very, very strange, like, what happened there. But still, I mean, like,
I just don't think there were opportunities to move up in this year's draft from where Vegas was. I think they were just in a really, really bad spot.
Yeah.
Bo Nix is gone by the time they drafted, right?
Yeah. I feel like they're perpetually in a state of just getting retreads. That's what it feels like. And
mm-hmm.
like, maybe I'm wrong and I'm just missing some great quarterback that they have. I mean, Derek Carr, of course, they drafted and they held on to for a long time. And I don't think he was horrible.
No, he's fine.
But it just feels like it's not the, like, a lot of teams have figured out how to draft a quarterback, how to develop a quarterback, how to have mm-hmm. somebody that can hold down the position. Even if you don't love them, they're not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels like the Raiders are, like, constantly in flux.
It's such a weird position now because you can't, the bar is so high with the best quarterbacks in the league
mm-hmm.
that having Jimmy Garoppolo, who with the 49ers was serviceable to good, it's really hard to overcome the amount of dynamic quarterbacks that you're going to have to get through to win a title. And so it's such a weird place for teams to be in because, hey, just finding a middle-of-the-road quarterback just isn't going to cut it anymore.
It's not.
And defense yeah. wins championships. Defense is important, but you can't 2000 Ravens your way to a title anymore. I don't think.
No.
You have to have some kind of dynamicism at quarterback, and that's where I think guys like Baker Mayfield, who 10 years ago were probably getting huge deals, are bouncing around team to team because he's just kind of a guy.
Yeah.
He's okay. He can get you to the playoffs. You saw it last year with Tampa Bay, but are you winning a title with Baker Mayfield? Are you winning a title with Jimmy Garoppolo or Aiden O'Connell?
Yeah, I think, you know, there is, like, especially with Garoppolo, like, when mm-hmm. the Niners took on Garoppolo, it was like, hey, this is a guy who's been an understudy for the greatest quarterback mm-hmm. of all time for a couple of years. He's reached a point where he needs to go find his own team because mm-hmm. the other guy is not leaving. And so that's one of those deals where you're like, okay, they brought in Garoppolo. Mm-hmm. But then Garoppolo is a 49er for, what, 5 years? And by the end of it, you started to get to the point where you're like, okay, like, he's not that dude. Mm-hmm. But then the Raiders go and sign him, like, as that dude.
But at the same time, you say he's not that dude, but he was pretty good. He was okay. They were winning games with him.
Yeah.
They were just falling short. Like, they went to the last, in 2019, they went to the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
2021, they went to the NFC title game. And 2022 was the year he got hurt and Brock Purdy came in.
Yeah.
But he was playing about as well as he'd ever played when he got hurt against Miami.
Yeah, but he had got to the point where you're like, okay, like, who is he?
Right.
Like,
no, I don't disagree with you. I'm that drives my point home. The fact that Jimmy Garoppolo being as winning as many games as he had reached a point where you're going, hey, this is not it, tells you how high the bar is for quarterback play now.
Probably.
I am of the belief that to win a Super Bowl now, you need to have a top, I don't know, 8 quarterback? Top 10 quarterback?
Well, the problem is...
Depending on the talent level, it's... Go ahead.
Yeah, you get to the playoffs and they're like, it's just a bloodbath. I mean, like a couple of years ago, we talked about this. It was like Garoppolo and one other quarterback that were... Tannehill.
Yes.
And then you looked at all of the other quarterbacks, and it was Tom Brady, mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers,
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah,
it's just stuff.
Josh Allen,
mm-hmm.
Joe Burrow. Like, every other team had a superstar,
mm-hmm.
and I think maybe Lamar Jackson was the other. And then you're looking at the Niners, you're like, you can't get through to the, you can't win. You mm-hmm. might be able to get there, but in order to get there, you're going to have to go through like 2 or 3 Hall of Fame quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. And then when you get there, you're going to have to go through another Hall of Fame quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just really difficult.
With a top 17 guy under center for you.
And really a top, like, 800 guy of all time at the position.
Sure, sure, sure.
Where you're up against,
yeah,
you know, some of the greats at the position ever.
And I know that it's a team sport, and I'm sure there's people in the chatty house, I'm not reading right now, guys, sorry. But I'm sure there's people in the chatty house or people yelling at their radio or their computer, however they're listening. Like, it's a team sport. It's more than just the quarterback. The Niners almost won it with Brock Purdy last year. But that's just it. Is the 2019 Super Bowl came down to Patrick Mahomes making an individually brilliant play.
Mm-hmm.
A play that maybe 0 other quarterbacks are making. The Super Bowl last year came down to Patrick Mahomes being individually brilliant in the final 2 minutes when they got the ball back in regulation and then when they got the ball in overtime. Like, it's just really, really difficult to overcome that. Tom Brady, same thing. For the longest time, it was like, man, hey, you're going to reach a point in this game where it's going to be close late, they're going to have the ball, and you're going to be able to do nothing about it.
Well, I think in order for Mahomes to even get to the Super Bowl, he had to do these miracle acts again and mm-hmm. again and again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not like to just get there, it's not like he's done it once or twice.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's done it like 15 times in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. We were looking at his stats earlier, like, he's got 18 career playoff games. He's 15-3 with 3 titles. He's thrown for almost 5,200 yards.
Ridiculous.
In the playoffs.
Ridiculous.
Just in the playoffs. In his first 7 years as a pro.
Totally outrageous.
And so when you're looking at, like, how do you get past this guy? Well, I don't know.
Well, that's Mahomes, though. But even if you remove Mahomes from the conversation.
Oh, yeah.
It's still Josh Allen. It's still Lamar Jackson. It's still Joe Burrow. Matthew Stafford, when he's healthy, is a really, really good player down there for the Rams. Who knows what's up with Trevor Lawrence? Who knows what's up with Justin Herbert?
Oh yeah,
they still have growth they could undergo. Like, there's a chance that I just said you need to have one of the top 10 guys. It might be harder than that. In the next 3 years, Caleb Williams might be that dude. Jaden Daniels might be that dude. Where all of a sudden now you have this gauntlet in the NFC as well.
No, I think it's an interesting discussion because, like, it leads you to even, like, the quarterback position overall.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're looking at Tua is like a top 18 quarterback. like where the quarterback play is at this point, you have to have a really, really good quarterback in order to compete. Like some of these guys, like Dak Prescott throws for, what, close to 5,000 yards or right at 5,000 yards last year. Like, where is he at in your quarterback list? We're not mentioning him. I don't even think he's top 10. And so it becomes like this really difficult thing to like sort of process. And I get why every year five quarterbacks get taken in the top 15 and then they just get shuffled through like very quickly. But that's what you have to do.
You have to take a big swing.
You have to. And if you didn't hit this year, you got to go back to the well next year.
Dak is actually a perfect example. And I'm so glad you brought him up because Dak is, to me, I think Dak is very, very good. He finished second in MVP voting last year.
Yeah.
Like Dak is a damn good quarterback. They won 12 games in a row, I think. 12 games, 3 years in a row now.
Yep.
Or something like that. Like Dak can play, but every time we've seen Dak get into a big game, he hasn't been very good. And that's now the conundrum that you're at. Because, hey, if you're not getting it done in the playoffs, we can't devote $65 million a year to you. Because you clearly need more support than that in the postseason, but we can't provide you that support if you're making this much money. But if you're not making this much money, you're not going to play for us. You're going to go play for someone else. It's just, but I'm with you. We didn't even bring him up. But he probably is. If you're stacking up, he's probably a top 10 guy-ish.
He threw for 4,500 yards, 36 touchdowns, and he completed 69.5% of his passes. He only threw 9 picks on the season.
Dak is, dude, he's good.
He's really good quarterback.
He's really good, but, you know, it feels very Domasi, the analysis of Dak, where we just don't mention him because, yeah, hey, but the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I understand there's a larger sample size with Dak than there is Domas, but it's in that same vein to me where everything that Dak does in the regular season, we're like, yeah, hey, do it in a postseason. Go beat the 49ers one time. Go to an NFC title game one time. Be the reason the Cowboys win a playoff game. Go do that.
Yeah.
And he just, the 4,500 yards, what'd you say, 36 touchdowns?
Yeah.
He was awesome.
Yes.
And we just discount him because he doesn't get it done in the postseason.
Yeah. Like there are so many quarterbacks. We haven't even mentioned my son just texted CJ Stroud. Like, where are you going to put him? Like,
CJ Stroud might be top five by the end of this year.
That's right. It's just wild. Like, the quarterback play is so good. But again, teams are cycling through them nonstop. Williams.
Because everybody's trying to find one.
Yeah, yeah. You think you got the guy? Yeah.
Yeah, if you're not that dude by year two, you're gone.
Yep.
And the team is going to try to find somebody else.
It's crazy.
It's really tough, dude.
Yeah. I mean, last year, the year before, Jalen Hurts was the MVP until the last, like, week of the 2 weeks.
Jalen Hurts might still be good, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm not convinced Nick Sirianni's a good coach.
Okay.
I think there might be that whole expose that was written in ESPN about how they don't get along. I think that might be a bigger problem for Jalen Hurts than actual football skills.
Okay.
But Jalen Hurts might be another guy that in 3 years you're looking and going, man, you got to try and get through Jalen Hurts and the Eagles. It's the thing. It's just such an important position.
Yeah.
And we talked about the changing in the NBA and how things are changing in that league and how things will change in the NFL. The game's always evolved. They always adapt. So maybe at some point the importance of the quarterback position wanes a little bit. But I don't see it anytime in the near future.
No. Not when to win a Super Bowl, you have to go through the greatest quarterback we've ever seen. At least
he's
at this
like
point.
He's got 15 years left.
Yeah, he's certainly got at least 12.
I feel so bad for Raider fan, dude. I feel so bad.
Yeah.
Because at least like Mike Trout, we're A's fans. Mike Trout is one of the best baseball players to ever put on spikes. But the Angels were just consistently stinky. They just, because one guy can't impact a baseball game the way a quarterback can or a player can in the NBA.
Not at all.
So I got to at least enjoy Mike Trout.
Yeah.
It's got to be infuriating having Patrick Mahomes in your division.
Man, again, in 7 years, he's got 18 starts in the playoffs. He's 15-3 with three rings. He's got 5,135 yards with 41 touchdowns and only 8 interceptions. Completed 67.9% of his passes in the playoffs.
Man.
And last year, they literally went into the season with not a single reasonable wide receiver. They had a great tight end. Mm-hmm. Not a single reasonable NFL starting wide receiver. He created at least 1,000-yard wide receiver and won the Super Bowl.
He's incredible.
Yeah.
He's incredible. Matt says, as a Giants fan, I will not be enjoying Ohtani. Fair enough.
Okay.
Don't blame you. We'll have more of this coming up on ESPN 1320, where the insider's at James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. Jiffy Lube's his sponsor. Mitch, I see you on the line. Hang in there, buddy. We'll get to you next as well on ESPN 1320. 916-909-1320 if you want to participate, by the way. 916-909-1320. Back in a second.
With James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
I don't like doing it this way, but this is how I'm going to do it because we don't have a call screener. I'm going to get to everybody's favorite segment. I see Ramsey on the line as well, so we're just going to get to calls.
Oh, okay.
Just off the rip, 916-909-1320, 916-909-1320. I actually have some quarterback rankings here that we can go through and help kind of supplement our discussion of the quarterback position in the NFL right now. It's time for everybody's favorite segment, Mitch in New Jersey. Mitch, what do you got?
Hey, how you guys doing? Good show, James, Kyle.
Thanks,
hey,
man.
First of all, what time is it?
Game time.
See, I'd be mad if I was one of the survey guys, because you don't need a Rolex. Why do you need to spend money? A car is more profitable, would you say?
Sorry. Go ahead, Mitch.
Yeah, all right. I guess that joke didn't go so well.
Atta babe, sorry. James and I were trying to communicate something. Say your joke again.
Okay, I was just saying, I'd be mad if I was one of the serving guys from Jokic, gave him a $32,000 watch. Why does anybody need a $32,000 watch? Is it a cook for you? Is there a radar detector in there? That's what I like to know. I can just look at my cell phone and just ask you guys what time is it.
That thing doesn't even have a calculator.
You'll take the cash.
It doesn't even have a calculator, Mitch. You know it.
Oh, wow. It doesn't even have a calculator. Anyway, Caleb Williams is going to have a great year. He's going to be in the top five quarterback by the season's end. You can watch. And, jeez, you guys talk about so many good things. But I wish the 49ers would keep of course, I always mess up my name. You know what Allen is? Allen is pretty good. Not every Sunday, of course, but he's pretty good. I like him as a backup.
Mm-hmm.
But I would let Allen go and keep him instead of risking being a claim on the practice squad. Would you say? And thanks for taking my call. Enjoy.
Thanks, Mitch. Appreciate you. I think Brandon Allen and Josh Dobbs are both going to be on the Niners.
I think so, too. I think he was thinking Mordecai, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
I think he'll go to the practice squad.
Yeah. So.
Ramsey. Oh, there he is. All right. Hey. Ramsey, what's up, dude?
Just wanted to get in on the whole quarterback conversation, and I know during the commercial you brought up Jared Goff not being top 10, but I'm not a Detroit fan whatsoever. I mean, that's a team in the division because you know I like the Bears, but sure. Jared Goff is that dude. He's already been to a Super Bowl, which it was one of the most ugly Super Bowls we ever saw, but he's been to the Super Bowl. He's second in passing yards. I mean, I might put Jared Goff top 10 from Marine Catholic High School in the Bay Area. I mean, dude has shown the skills to be a top 10 quarterback.
No doubt. Thanks, Ramsey. And that's a great jumping off point. Jared Goff, and I want to get to the Athletics quarterback tiers here in a second, but Jared Goff impressed me so much in the NFC title game last year.
Yeah.
I went into that game thinking, hey, the Niners might steamroll these dudes. It's Jared Goff in a big game. He's outdoors. Like, they lost that game because their wide receivers couldn't hold on to the football. Mm-hmm. Josh Reynolds specifically. A couple of big-time spots, Jared Goff drilled in good throws, and his receivers could not hang on to it. There were multiple throws in that game that would have ended the game, and Goff did the right thing, and his teammates let him down. So I think I'm with Ramsey. If that had been at the start of last year, I would have disagreed vehemently.
Mm-hmm.
But like he said, he's in a system with the Lions where he's very good and very comfortable. He's putting up big-time numbers. He led them to an NFC Championship game. They probably should have won that NFC Championship game. He played well enough to get them to a Super Bowl. That would have been the second team he took to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Jared Goff's good, dude. I'm in. My mind changed.
I think he's good, too, but I'll tell you that of the top 15 quarterbacks, seven of them were MVP candidates, right? Mm-hmm. So the MVP goes to Lamar Jackson, who finishes 15th in passing
top seven in passing yards.
Yeah, in passing yards, sorry. Okay. But like Goff and Tua, they're not on the list. They didn't receive any votes for MVP mm-hmm. at all, despite the fact that Goff was the leader of a team that went 12-5. And yeah. You know, so I don't think he's getting his proper due. And if it wasn't my point that he's a bad quarterback.
No, for sure.
My point is that there are a lot of really, really good quarterbacks. And if you don't have one, it's kind of sad. You know, even like mm-hmm. the way that Kirk Cousins came out last year, Kirk Cousins was the best quarterback fantasy-wise in the league until he got hurt.
Cousins was lighting it up last year.
Yeah.
He was awesome.
Yeah. In eight games, 2,331 yards, 18 touchdowns, five picks.
If you're going to, here's where I land with Cousins, I think, for sure, and definitely with Goff. If you're going to tout the accomplishments of Brock Purdy mm-hmm. within the scope of the 49er system and the talent around him, then you have to do the same with Jared Goff.
Yeah.
You have to do the same with Kirk Cousins. I can't sit here and be like, yeah, hey, Brock Purdy is just flat out good. Forget everything else. Brock Purdy is good. The same argument applies to those two guys.
Yeah. I would say the same thing with C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud walked into a situation.
He's a baller, bro.
He's a rookie and he's a baller, but he has all kinds of talent. Yeah. There's so much talent around him.
I'm interested though to know if, like, was that Nico Collins breakout waiting to happen, and it would have with Davis Mills, or has C.J. Stroud kind of helped create Tank Dell and Nico Collins?
No, it's true, and now they've got.
Not create them, elevate them into the tier that they're now in.
Yeah, now they have Diggs. I mean, man, that dude, he threw 4,100 yards in only 15 games. Yeah, and again, 23 touchdowns, only five picks. And C.J. Stroud
he's awesome.
Yeah, if you're out there drafting in fantasy, in like dynasty leagues or mm-hmm. keeper leagues, man, he's got to be, like, yeah. I get it, people don't draft quarterbacks. Yeah, man, I disagree. Just draft really well after you draft a quarterback. Yeah. Or you keep a quarterback.
My favorite thing about C.J. Stroud is go watch his just like media tour this offseason. Hilarious. He's fantastic.
Yeah.
He's so good. The QB tiers. Mike Sando does these every year in The Athletic. He surveys 50 NFL coaches and executives. And he has them put quarterbacks into tiers. Here are the tiers. Tier one. Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen. In that order.
Okay.
I think that's fair. I think that's right. Tier two, in this order, Lamar Jackson, tied for fifth, Matthew Stafford and Justin Herbert, Aaron Rodgers 7, CJ Stroud 8, Dak 9, Goff 10, Hurts 11, Purdy 12, Cousins 13, Love 14. Jordan Love from the Packers. And that to me, that works. Because I think I feel about the same in general. Forget the rankings for a minute. Just the fact that all those guys are in the second tier. Second tier is a quarterback who can carry his team sometimes, but not as consistently as tier one. I might bump up in that respect. I might bump Lamar Jackson up a tier.
Okay.
But all of those guys, Stafford through Jordan Love, I think I generally throw in the same bucket.
Okay.
With minor things separating them.
Yeah, I don't think that there's a lot. I do think that you're giving some quarterbacks a little bit of a bump that probably don't deserve that bump anymore.
Who?
Well, I mean, for me, Aaron Rodgers, like at his age and coming off injury and with a, you know, realistically a new group of players around him because he's never played with those players. It's his first year with that, mm-hmm. you know, after missing. I think that Justin Herbert, it gets a whole lot of love that he may not have deserved yet just because he throws a pretty ball.
Mm-hmm.
like, I don't know what you do this year without Keenan Allen, without, you know, all of it, without Eckler, without all of his guys. Like, and it's not like they went out and replaced him with the top of the top. You know, they've drafted some guys and they're starting over at the position. But I would guess that he's going to take a pretty sizable jump backwards.
Yeah, I don't know. I like Ladd McConkey a lot. I think Josh Palmer is a good player. They went out and got J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards to bring with Greg Roman, their offensive coordinator. I could see Herbert being better this year just by virtue of having a better coaching staff.
Okay.
That just better utilizes his skill sets and puts him in a position to be successful. The Rodgers thing, he's been good enough for long enough that he gets the benefit of the doubt for me.
But does
I totally
he...
yeah.
Okay.
He's been awesome for 20 years. So until I see the things that you're talking about, and that's on the table, right? Maybe he comes out and he's super mid this year and the Jets are just okay. And they realize that, hey, Aaron Rodgers is 40 years old coming off an Achilles tear. Sure. But until I see that, I've seen enough of him being really, really good for long enough that I'm going to lean that way.
No, I mean, I get it. I just, you know, even the year, his final year in Green Bay, I just don't think he was exceptional. And I agree with what he said, that he feels like he's not a guy who can just flat out lead a team to a Super Bowl. Like, yeah, playoff win, maybe two, that's fine.
Sure.
But, like, on his own, I just don't know that he can do that anymore. And again, like, all the other stuff aside, like his off-the-field stuff, I'm just talking about as a player.
We're
talking about a guy who's going to be 41 during the season. Oh, no, he'll be 42 during the season? No, 41. 41, my bad. I just don't know that I can still just like blanketly say, hey man, at 40, because Tom Brady played until he was 45, 46 and was still that guy.
Tom Brady's an alien, dude.
Yeah, he is. So that's where I'm kind of like with Aaron Rodgers. I'm like, I just don't know that I would put him in the tier. And like, look, with Justin Herbert, I know Justin Herbert can be a good quarterback, but that dude has to actually prove that he is that guy.
No doubt.
And he needs to, where I think there are quarterbacks out there who have proven that they're that guy already, who don't get the same sort of like benefit of the doubt that he does.
Yeah.
And yeah, the numbers are big, but where's the winning? Where's the other stuff that comes with it?
Let's loop Damian Barling into this conversation. This is the handoff. Damian, how's it going, man?
Excellent. Excellent. Good. Excellent. How are you guys?
Doing great. Talking quarterbacks today.
Okay.
We're talking about the Athletic quarterback tiers. Did you guys go over these yesterday on D'Lo and Casey?
We did not. No, okay, that'll probably be worked into today's show.
I'm gonna bring you up to speed here. Tier one, which is quarterbacks that can just flat out carry a team.
Yep.
Patrick Mahomes. Shocker. Where'd my tier one go?
Lamar's got to be there.
He's not.
No.
Joe Burrow.
Sorry.
Joe Burrow and Josh Allen.
Those
are the top three.
Okay, who wrote this article?
This is Mike Sando wrote it.
Okay.
But he surveys 50 NFL executives and coaches.
Okay.
And there's a ranking and scoring system.
I want to get this right. Josh Allen can carry a team.
Yes.
According to this tier one, where does that team get carried to?
13 seconds of beating the Chiefs in Arrowhead?
Yeah, but not.
Yeah, he did
everything he could do.
No, but not.
He did everything he could do.
Yeah, but they didn't. Who's the other one?
That's why Patrick Mahomes is ahead of him.
No, I got you. But who's the third one?
Joe Burrow.
Yeah, again, based on what? So the guy who's won the MVP twice isn't considered a tier one quarterback.
You know, he's number four. He's at the top of tier two. Just for the record, I had just said I would have put Lamar in tier one based on this criteria.
Well, number four, number five. Like,
I wonder if the
tier one. Tier one, number four, number five.
That's why I hate this stuff. This is so stupid.
Yeah.
A man is a two-time MVP. Okay. All right. What else we got?
I don't know what you want from me, man.
No,
I find
the discussion around Lamar Jackson is just idiotic. It's absolutely idiotic. So many people had stupid takes when he came out of college, and they just refuse to go away from those stupid takes, despite the amount of times that he's proven them wrong, despite the fact that the man has won two MVPs. It's like, oh, well, he hasn't won in the playoffs. Well, your beloved Josh Allen hasn't won anything either.
Well,
yeah.
Joe Burrow hasn't won anything either, and I'm not buying the Bengals this year at all. I didn't buy the Bengals last year. I just don't buy the Bengals, period. I think Joe Burrow is a solid quarterback, but I'm not buying this. I'm not. It's whack. All right,
Joe
Lamar
also beat Patrick Mahomes in a playoff game.
Lamar's next. Who's five? Okay, so we're into tier two.
Mm-hmm. Lamar is seventh on the list overall. But go ahead.
No, he's not.
And
he's fourth.
Oh, I'm looking at a different one.
The Athletic.
Yeah.
Their
you know
quarterback
what?
Tiers.
This might be last year's. My bad.
Tied for fifth.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew Stafford.
Okay.
Justin Herbert.
I don't hate it. I like Matthew Stafford more than others.
I think Stafford's super underrated.
Yeah, I think we had a pretty lengthy conversation about that last week, you know, with all of this stuff, you know, being, you know, not too far away from the start of the NFL season.
Mm-hmm.
What was the, there was a survey, I think, on ESPN that who's the best quarterback? It was like the greatest quarterback of all time. And it, you know, it was the Mahomes-Brady conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But they asked the question, who's the most underrated quarterback? And it was a tie between Matt Stafford and Brock Purdy.
Hmm.
And I say that to agree with your point that you think Matthew Stafford is underrated. I think Matthew Stafford is really good.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think he's really good.
Me too. He was awesome at the end of last year. He was the football dork favorite pick for MVP. Have you watched him the last 6 weeks? Yeah, did you watch him the first 12?
Yeah.
Yeah. Braden Willis and Cameron Latu both waived by the 49ers, according to Matt Barrows of The Athletic.
Okay. Mm. Surprising to you? You're the
Willis
you're the
one's pretty surprising.
Yeah.
The Latu getting waived, that should have happened. He's not very good at football.
Oh, God.
Not very good at NFL tackle football.
Got it.
Uh-oh.
Very good at football compared to everybody in this building.
Mitch Harch, but I got you.
Would be the best football player by a mile in this building.
Who knows? But I got you. Okay.
Yeah, Braden Willis, though, I thought for sure he was making
no,
the team.
No cuts yet that have surprised you.
Braden Willis.
Okay, that's the tier. When you go to NinersWire.com to write the surprising 49ers mm-hmm. cuts today, that's the first one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know that I'll be writing that. Hopefully my contributor's working on it. But
that's how you know you made it. You got people.
I'm going to text him as soon as we get this conversation to a point where I don't have to talk for 30 seconds.
Yep.
I'm going to text him and make sure that he's on that. So
that's
let's move stuff. To number six.
That's good stuff. I'll take that as a cue to take over.
Number seven.
There we go.
Aaron Rodgers.
All right.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
No, it's fine. I'm sure. Whatever.
I don't hate it. He gets the benefit of the doubt for me. He's been so good for so long. Like
he has.
Let me see him stink for, like, I need to see it on the field.
I got it.
For 17 yep. games.
I got you. I don't think he's going to stink for 17 games, but I think he's, like, we did this exercise once. Do I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be closer to an MVP quarterback or closer to a quarterback that's not very good? And I think he's going to be closer to a quarterback that's not very good than an MVP. That's where I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be this year. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he comes back and he lights the world on fire with all of his miraculous healing techniques and all of that. I just don't buy him anymore. I don't buy this act anymore. And I think most of all, this was law. I mean, Aaron got hurt on the third play of the game. He nearly got murdered in the first two.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a theme throughout the Jets season, is their offensive line was problematic. I'm not listening to Greeny. I'm not following the Jets enough. Did they fix that offensive line? Because if they didn't, the probability of Aaron Rodgers again getting killed. And oh, by the way, Fred Warner and Nick Bosa are looking for you week one. Yeah, I think the probability is still pretty high if they didn't fix that.
Hmm.
I just think it at his age and with the injury that
also,
he had,
I don't like him.
It's tough to like put him up. And even like judging the season he had in Green Bay before he left, it's just. He didn't look like he was still the guy. So
you need, here, this is
maybe.
This is a good way to do this. You need to make the playoffs this year. You have a league average NFL team, and you need to make the playoffs.
Okay.
Okay. The first three guys, you're cool with any of those? Mahomes, Burrow, Allen.
You just
gotta make the playoffs.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. You're good with them. Are you taking Lamar Jackson or Aaron Rodgers?
Lamar Jackson.
Stafford or Rodgers?
Stafford.
Yeah, same. Herbert or Rodgers?
Coin flip. I mean, Herbert's stats 2 years ago were nuts, 5,000 yards passing.
I might take Rodgers in that situation.
Really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm not sure about Justin Herbert yet. Now, I'm excited about Justin Herbert with Jim Harbaugh.
I feel
I'm
like
I'm really, really excited for that. I think he could. I feel like it's one of those things where, like, I'm sure he's good, but they talk him up so much.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like he's quite where they talk him at to be.
I agree.
But I think he's very good, and I do think it's not the hottest take in the world. I think he could potentially be great with Harbaugh as his new coach.
I would agree. Mm-hmm. That's why I take him over Rodgers, because I think the chances that he is ascending and Rodgers is descending.
Oh, no. I agree. Even though they're coming up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got you.
CJ Stroud or Aaron Rodgers?
CJ.
It's not even close.
CJ all day.
Dak or Aaron Rodgers?
Dak.
I'm taking Dak.
100%. Dak Prescott's a good quarterback.
I'm not saying he's not.
Aaron Rodgers has blown plenty of playoff games. So if we're holding that against Dak Prescott, like, come on now.
No, that's true. That's true.
But how old is Aaron Rodgers at this point?
He'll be 41 this year.
Wait, really?
He'll be 41.
41 years old? Are you sure?
In December, he'll be
41. Is that right?
Yes.
I forgot he was gone a whole year. Like, you still age even though you're not on that field. Wow.
He didn't accrue a season of age.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow. What do you guys got coming up?
Probably a lot more of this.
I'll leave my rundown here because they're all written down.
Please do. ESPN had like a top 100 players list with 5 49ers in the top 25. We'll talk about where Dak ranked on that list, where Bosa ranked in terms of defensive players. I thought that was interesting. So it's fun stuff as we get closer and closer to the start of the NFL season.
We finally have stuff going on. Cuts today, by the way. Final cuts for the 49ers at 1 o'clock. I might still be here if you want me to jump in at that point.
That'd be awesome.
We'll see what's going on. Damian Barling. D'Lo and KC coming up next. That's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. We're the Insider, sponsored by Jiffy Lube. We'll be back tomorrow at 10. Until then, drink water and be nice to people. Boop!